Hi, I'm Tara Shaw, and I'm here to recommend a summer read for the HPPR Radio Readers Book Club. I currently live in Edina, Minnesota, but I grew up in Baldwin, Kansas, and I'm a huge fan of HPPR and their programming. For my recommendation, I have not just one book, but the conclusion to a trilogy, The Keeper by Tana French, the third and final novel in her Cal Hooper series. The series begins with The Searcher, when Cal, a recently divorced, retired Chicago police officer, buys a fixer-upper in the tiny village of Ardnakelty in Western Ireland. Like many Americans, Cal arrives carrying a beautifully edited idea of Ireland: green hills, a cozy pub, interesting neighbors, and a quieter, simpler life. And honestly, who among us hasn't looked at a photograph of the Irish countryside and thought, yes, that is where all my problems would melt away and life would be idyllic? But Ardnakelty isn't a postcard. Over the course of The Searcher, The Hunter, and now The Keeper, the village becomes its own character, as significant and complicated as any human. French gives us everything we might romanticize about a small Irish community: the wit, the eccentric personalities, the deep knowledge people have of one another, and the fierce instinct to show up when someone truly needs help. Having grown up in a small town myself, her depiction is deeply familiar and accurate. She also gives us the other side of that intimacy. Everyone knows everyone's history, including the parts they would rather forget. Gossip travels faster than fact. Old grudges become community property. Young people grow up with very few choices and with neighbors who have already decided who they're likely to become. The same closeness that can hold a person up can also close around them like a trap. Cal's relationship with Trey, a wary and salty local teenager, is the emotional center of the trilogy. In less capable hands, their bond might become a heartwarming story about a gruff former cop rescuing a troubled kid. Tana French is far too sharp and far too suspicious of easy redemption for that. Cal cannot simply fix Trey's life, and Trey has no interest in becoming anyone's inspirational project. Their affection develops through work, silence, arguments, bad decisions, and the slow accumulation of trust. It feels touching because French never tries to make it adorable. The Keeper opens with the death of a young woman whose body is found in the river, just as she is about to become engaged to the son of one of Ardnakelty's most powerful families. The investigation draws Cal further into the village's loyalties and feuds while threatening the life he has built with Trey and his fiancée, Lena. I won't say more about the plot because Tana French remains one of our best builders of slow, tightening suspense. Her mysteries are genuinely curious, and her books are page-turners. But what distinguishes her from many crime writers is that solving the crime is never the only reason to keep reading. Her characters are psychologically rich, her dialogue is funny and cutting, her settings feel almost physical, and her prose would be worth reading even if nobody ever appeared. You could read The Keeper on its own, but I strongly recommend beginning with The Searcher and letting the trilogy unfold in order. This is crime fiction, but it's also a story about community, chosen family, the limits of justice, and what it means to make home in a place that may never entirely let you belong. The Keeper is a satisfying conclusion, but Ardnakelty is the kind of place that keeps living in your head long after you leave it. 10 million more in books written beneath my bed.